You're in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. A lot still to come here in the program. The triumphant return of Ranny Jazierli to the airwaves, as he will talk Royals baseball with us coming up in the noon hour. We'll get out to Arrowhead right around 1 o'clock to hear Andy Reid. He'll be speaking today from Arrowhead. Coming up later this hour is Bob Kesslin, correct? The voice of the Tennessee Volunteers. That's coming up later this hour. The consensus pick to get the championship there in the SEC East are the Tennessee Volunteers. We'll find out how confident Bob Kesslin is. Also, make sure you're listening all week here to 810. You can win a $50 gift card from Rally House and Kansas Sampler right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Listen for your chance to call in. Be the eighth caller, and you get a $50 gift card to Rally House. Stock up. Latest Royals gear for the big playoff push. Chiefs gear for the big season that's about ready to go. KU, K-State, Missouri, they're about ready to go. You need new hats, T-shirts, whatever you want. They've got it all, seven area locations to get stocked up with all of your game day gear. Get in now and pick it up. Whole family. They got all the sizes, even big sizes for guys like Curtis. Yes, they have those as well. It's at your seven neighborhood Rally House and Kansas Sampler locations. Listen for that sounder. You could win a $50 gift card to go get some new gear. Joining me in the studio right now, a couple of familiar people. Nate Bucati, you know him as the co-host of the Border Patrol. He's the fancy face man for the Sporting Kansas City.
That's the actual technical term.
With his cutesy boy haircut and his two small jackets and two tight pants on the TV. You know, it's always fun when the Sporting comes on and my kids go, "Daddy, how come that guy isn't wearing pants that fit?" And I say, "Because that's Nate, honey, and that's how he rolls."
And you're like, "Actually, honey, those pants fit. It's just everyone else who's wearing pants that are too big."
No, they're like, "Daddy, how come he doesn't have like the pants with the great big waist that are real baggy because you're too short for how big around the waist is? How come he doesn't wear those kind of pants?" And I said, "Because he's a communist, honey.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why.
He hates America.
He hates America.
Mm-hmm.
Only large people, large round people like your father are true Americans." Did you get a cookie, by the way? We've got some wonderful cookies.
I did. I had half of a chocolate chip and half of an oatmeal.
Yeah. Did you? I went half oatmeal and half, like, there's like two different kinds of oatmeal, because that's healthier.
Yeah, see, then I only had one cookie.
That's right. I had only one cookie myself.
Yeah.
Two
absolutely
large halves. I believe there's a quarter size other half on each one for me.
All things in moderation, even moderation.
Yeah, I like that. That's well done.
I actually got that quote from the president of the KU Cancer Center, Dr. Jensen.
Did you really?
We were helping raise money for here, yeah.
Yes, yes.
That was his quote. I love it.
And we are talking about Nate Bucati's big steps, which are coming up. Of course, that is the foundation. And the fun run, walk, sprint is coming up a week from Sunday, correct? That's where we are now?
That's right. Yeah, it's September 11th, which I know is the same day as the Chiefs home opener. But we will be done with everything by 10 o'clock at the very latest in the morning. So if you got plans to watch Chiefs,
you're starting
game,
at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, we'll start at 8:30 will be the start. We are doing our first ever 10K this year.
Okay.
So we got a 5K, a 10K, and the family fun run slash walk, which is 1 mile. Those all will start at 8:30. Right before that, though, the biggest hit of the event is the kids' dash.
Right.
And we're going to do that. This is a change this year so we can keep things moving faster. We're going to do the kids' dash before everybody takes off for the 5K and 10K and 1 mile or so. You can all watch the kids run, and they love it, and everybody loves it.
Those are always fun, watching them just scatter in all directions, and
they love
the
it
ones
too.
That lose and are crying, and you have to console them. That's always a good time, isn't it, Nate?
Yeah. Well, you know, keeping with that communist mentality, every kid gets a ribbon in the kids' dash.
Oh, do they really? Do they really? Yes.
Yeah, I'm part of that problem, America.
I always thought a charity run fighting to help cure cancer is the place to teach kids not everybody's a winner. You're a loser.
Only three kids win.
Then you're not one of them.
Try harder next time.
Yeah, I think that is the spot. And also with you, a man that is no stranger to the program, a former intern for the program. His name is Champ, because I don't know. Thank you. Old friend alert there. I don't even know the man's real name. No, I do. It's Adam Dravetta. I do know what his what his name is. I just thought it'd be funny if I didn't. I did have to think for a second. I'm like, oh, yeah, Champ's coming in. Because everything we've talked about, like, well, you know, Nate and Champ are coming in on the rundown, Nate and Champ. And I did for a second. I'm like, okay, and Adam Dravetta. And I did, so thank you very much.
Because I didn't remember his name, so I'm glad you told me.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Did you call him Champ?
I do call him Champ all the time now because of you guys.
That was his nickname because he was like Champ on Anchorman, right?
Anchorman, kind, yeah. Right? David Koechner, I think, because I allegedly look like him.
Give us a whammy.
No.
News team, assemble! You know, that got a lot of run this past weekend in Vegas because, just sidebar, Champ, before we talk about what you're doing here. We noticed at the Mirage pool that there was a crew of guys. You tell me, Champ. Nate, you can chime in as well. Rob, you haven't heard this story yet, I don't think. You tell me how cool you think this is. There are a crew of guys all wearing matching ball caps that said Groom Squad.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know if you can you get any cooler?
I mean, the Groom Squad.
The only thing that would have made that better is if they were all wearing them backwards with sunglasses on.
No, what?
Well, they all had a different angle.
They
it's
all
almost like they had a draft.
Yeah.
All right, I get sideways.
Yeah.
I get straight forward. I get straight back. I get a little angle.
I get
front.
1 o'clock.
Yeah,
I get 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
I get.
They were all at a different angle, and half of them still had the sticker. Only half still had the sticker.
Had
on the
sticker
top
on
the
it. I believe on Saturday the statement was made when we saw them again at the pool, and they had the hats on. I think somebody said something to the effect of, they are blanking committed to those hats.
Well, if you're going to do it, you know, commit.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
Let me ask you this, because you guys all came in the generation prior to me, and this seems to be an intergenerational fight. Were the bills of the hats folded? Because that's a big topic.
They kind of had both options going. It's like,
They were mostly flat.
They were mostly flat.
Yeah,
they were younger.
They were younger. Yeah.
People
were younger.
My age really like flat.
Yeah, they were flat. Certainly the sticker one on it was flat. And what made it even better was that for the rest of the weekend, about every 20 minutes, Doug would announce,
Groom Squad assemble!
We saw anybody that we thought was, you know, maybe not nearly as cool as we are.
Because we are cool.
Because we are a cool crew of middle-aged old farts rolling around Vegas.
Yeah.
Doug would blow the conch shell and announce that the Groom Squad should assemble.
That's nice.
So that's how we roll. Yeah. But on a serious note, the Big Step Foundation was formed because you lost a friend.
Yeah. So the reason the Champ is here... we started the Sean Biggs Memorial Foundation. We call it the Big Steps Toward Cancer Prevention Race because his name was Sean Biggs. He was a close friend of mine. He died of cancer 5 years ago. He was 37 years old. He left behind a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old and a beautiful wife. He was an amazing person. And myself and all of Sean's friends and family dealt with a lot of the pain and anger that people deal with when they lose somebody that's so dear to them. And for me, the only way that I could really reconcile all of the emotions was to try to take those emotions and make something positive out of it and try to maybe affect somebody else's life, save lives if we can, improve some lives of some people. And so we started this foundation. We raised money for the KU Cancer Center. We also have a scholarship at the engineering school at KU, which is where Sean went to, you know, help students out that need some financial assistance. And we're starting a new project this year that I want to tell you about in a second. But that was how I wanted to help people. What I didn't realize was how we could also affect people here at the radio station. Before Champ was ever an intern, he was a college student. And I guess I got an email from Champ at that time. And I'll let you pick it up from there, Champ. And you can maybe tell everybody how you found out about this foundation and how you got involved.
Okay, so this would have been late August or early September when you first talked about it in 2013. And that was so that July 26th of that year, I had been diagnosed with cancer. I was 25. I got the call from my doctor at my grandmother's 94th birthday party, which, let me tell you, if you want to ever kill a mood at a party, say, hey, I just got a call that I have cancer. And so I was driving to, I can't remember if it was a round of chemo or if it was just a checkup with my doctor, you know, because prior, you know, in between all your chemo treatments, they do a ton of blood work to make sure, you know, to see how it's affecting you and whatnot. But I was going up to the KU Cancer Center, And I you were talking about it. I was listening to the Border Patrol, and I thought, man, I would love to maybe participate in that. And it was right around that same time that the effects of my first round of chemo started hitting me, and I realized I have no chance. I can't do a 5K this year. And I thought, I'm like, if I get through this, which is one of the tougher parts of cancer, is it's an if. And so I thought, if I get through this, I'm going to do that next year. And it came around, and I was living in Lawrence, and I heard the announcement about it, and I thought, all right, I'm gonna do it. And I thought I'd email Nate because, you know, I know that when you do something in honor of a friend that you've lost, it's sometimes you don't know, you know, you don't always get feedback about things. And I thought I should email him because that really, this is a thing I've been thinking about for a year, and the big steps, it is helping people. The event is helping people. You know, cancer is a terrible thing, but when you have, you know, when you bring people together for a fun event, even if it's in the name of something that's not so good, that's a good thing. And so I was really looking forward to the event.
So this was like something that you had out there that was like,
yeah, I thought this. In 2013, I thought if I get through this and I'm feeling better next year, which would have been September of 2014 at that point, I thought I'm going to do this 5K. And so I emailed Nate, and yeah, that was kind of, I explained to him what was going on and whatever, you know, everything that had happened and how much I appreciated events like the Big Steps.
And you did go complete the race?
I did, yeah, I did. I didn't, I wasn't able to run the whole time, but I did, I finished it, I think it was like 36 minutes or something like that was my time. And it was, and then I ate a bunch of pancakes afterwards. The worst part,
we have pancakes at the race. Yeah. It's one of the best parts of the race. Right. Chris Cake shows up. We got pancakes and Tang.
And the night before, I was going out. Cause like I said, I was living in Lawrence, and I went out for a friend's 21st birthday. And so I got to bed at like 2, and I woke up not feeling great and exhausted. And my first thought was, Adam, you're an idiot, because if you hadn't emailed Nate, nobody would have expected you to show up this thing.
Yeah.
And you can just go back to bed. But I got up, and I got going, and obviously I'm very happy I did. But once the race was over, I was sweaty, and I was just like, I need to eat something. I need something in my body. So pancakes it was.
Pancakes, yeah.
Yeah, so
great thing.
And now I want to make sure we get this on the record, too, in case you go out drinking with your buddies next weekend. You're committed to running the 10K this year, right?
I signed up for the 10K. That'll be...
What are you thinking, man? Like, you can do like the kids run and be like, I'm a cancer survivor. Yeah,
exactly.
I, you know, I've been at this before. I mean, you don't have to do the 10K.
That's a good point. I guess I never thought of that. I could just show up. I mean, that's all I really need to do, right?
No. Yeah.
I've done quite a few 5Ks. I've never done a sanctioned 10K. I've run that distance before.
You've done some unsanctioned, some outlawed 10Ks.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Under the table type 10Ks.
Right.
Really,
right.
You know, it's
the seedy world.
Exactly.
There.
It's a tough, you
tough,
know,
tough way to go.
Street running is a tough. Kids, stay away from that kind of life. Only do sanctioned. If you're going to do races, make sure they're all legit and sanctioned.
And we are. And so the race is on September 11th. The reason when I still have the email a champ sent me, I mean, it brought me to tears when I read it the first time because you realize we do have a chance to touch somebody out there right now. I mean, there's the odds are that somebody's listening right now who's going through something like Champ was 3 years ago. And I think you need things to hold on to. You know, my buddy Sean, when he was diagnosed, he was a big-time runner. He ran the Boston Marathon 6 times. And when he was going through his – he was interviewing all these different doctors, what protocol should I go with? What you know, what chemo should I take? And I asked him one time, I said, well, how did you decide which doctor you were going to pick? And he said, I chose the doctor that told me that his protocol would allow me to continue to work and to continue to run. And at the time, I thought that was insane because I thought and he had stage 4 cancer. I mean, they basically told him, you got maybe a year to live. And he did. He lived about a year before he died. And I thought, if I had a year to live, the last thing I would want to do is go back to work and run.
Yeah.
And then I realized that he just wanted to keep living his life. And it kind of dawned on me at that point that how much time do we spend in our everyday life wishing we were doing something else instead of appreciating the opportunity to do what we're doing in this very moment? Because if that's taken away from you, you would want so badly to have it back, the things that you do in just your everyday life. And so that was really inspiring to me. And then Champ sent me the email saying that, look, I'm going through chemo right now, and my goal is I'm going to beat this thing, and I'm going to run in your race. It was like that was a challenge that was out there. Mm-hmm. And just to know that we had affected somebody in that way really stood out to me. And I've met a lot of different people who have run in our race, some who have lost children to cancer. And I met a guy named Josh who lost a four-year-old to cancer. And he said, you know what, the way that I channel my grief is I sign up for every cancer-related race I can, and I run as fast as I can. You know, and I'm going to get choked up again thinking about that stuff. But it's those kind of inspiring stories that we meet in just the 3 years we've done it. So I would like to, and I really appreciate you, Soren, giving us the platform to talk about it.
No-brainer.
I would like to appeal everybody out there to be a part of this if they can. If you can walk a mile, if you can run a 5K, if you think you can run a 5K, if you can run a 10K, great. If you can't, we need volunteers, and you can register as a volunteer so we know how many we got and we know what jobs to give you. But if you don't think you're helping as a volunteer, you absolutely are. We always need more than we have. You can go to the website to register to volunteer as well, and you can just donate if you want to. So there are a lot of ways you can be a part of it. You can find out all of those ways very simply by going to bigsteps.org. That's with two G's, biggsteps.org. And you can also find out about the causes that we support. If I might, I'll give you just a couple of reasons. First and foremost, as I said, we support the KU Cancer Center. The main thing that we specifically support is they have a genetic counseling program there. That way, if you find out that you might be genetically predisposed to having a certain type of cancer, say somebody's had breast cancer in your family and they think that there's a chance that you could be at high risk for it, this person tells you exactly what you need to do about it. How many times you need to get screened, how often, what types of screenings you need to get, who else in your family needs to get those types of screenings. It saves people's lives. I mean, it genuinely does that. And to that note, the KU Cancer Center is a national cancer institute. If you are diagnosed with cancer, if you are treated at an NCI-designated institution, and there are 69 of them in the country, don't ask me why I remember that number, Soren, but there are 69 of them in the whole... There are 69 of them in the whole country. If you get treated at an NCI institute like the KU Cancer Center, you have a 25% higher chance of survival than you do if you go somewhere else. To have a place in Kansas City like that, it saves people's lives. And in order to get that, they have to check these boxes, like having a genetic counselor program. So we're doing something that tangibly allows them to get that type of funding and be that type of institution. And this September, they're applying for the next level, which is Comprehensive Cancer Center. They'd be one of the top 45 cancer treatment facilities in the country. So instead of people who can't afford to fly to Houston or Minneapolis or places like that to get treatment, they can do it right here. So that's number one. Your money's going to a place that will literally save people's lives in our own city, in Western Missouri and the entire state of Kansas. They do outreach to all those communities, small towns, people, things like that. We're supporting our community by doing this. The other thing is this year we supported for the first time a thing called Camp Kesem. I'm going to tweet out a link to this video that will illustrate it better than I can, but I went to the camp this year. It was the first time we've ever had it in Kansas. It's a camp for children who have lost a parent to cancer. Sean's kids went to this camp after Sean died. They were 7 and 9 years old. You put yourself in the perspective of a child who has lost a parent to cancer. That kid goes to school every day surrounded by other children that can't identify with what they're going through. The kid themselves have a tough time. And when you're a 7-year-old, how do you process something so complex and devastating losing your parents to cancer. It's hard to process it, let alone identify with your classmates. This camp is for all of those kids. We had 38 kids this year. We need to get outreach because I know there are way more than 38 kids who are going through something like that in the state of Kansas right now. It's all expenses paid for the kids. It's put on by college students who are amazing kids that are volunteers. And they get to be surrounded by a support group of people who are dealing with the same thing they are. And it changes their life. I mean, I've talked to Sean's kids multiple times since then, and they rave about their experience at the camp. They go back to it, and it's made their lives better. So this camp, we're going to fund it going forward. And first of all, by the way, if you know a kid who has it, and by the way, it can be also parents who are battling cancer right now. So if you know a child who has a parent battling cancer or a child who has lost a parent to cancer, reach out to me via Twitter or however you want. We'll get you set up with it. But that's another place where this money goes. I just want people to understand where the money goes, because it's literally affecting, impacting children's lives, and it's saving lives too. So it's a great cause.
And right here. And right here
in Kansas City.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. And that's good. Now, how does everybody get in touch, and what, whether they want to volunteer, camp, and anything?
Yeah,
all the ways?
So biggsteps.org. That's Big Steps with two G's. biggsteps.org is the website. There you can get information on the race. You can register for the race or the walk. You can also volunteer, register to volunteer there, and you can click to donate. So it's all right there at the website. If you have any questions, feel free to tweet me too, Nate_Bucati on Twitter. We have a Facebook page as well. If you're on Facebook, it's the Sean D. Biggs Memorial Foundation page. And I think that's that. And I would like to say as well, the main way we've raised a lot of money is great sponsors. The Bucati Companies are the presenting sponsor this year for the race. So it is the Bucati Company's Big Steps Toward Cancer Prevention 10K and 5K. That's my cousin Mike. You ever drive by Row, you see the Bucati Company's building. Get your insurance there, folks, your group benefits, all that stuff. They do a phenomenal. I get my insurance there. They do a great job. But Buck Roofing has stepped up as a drink station sponsor for us this year. The Illig Family Foundation is a big sponsor. Sports Radio 810 does a phenomenal job sponsoring the event as well. So, you know, you can also we can't get you on the T-shirt by this point. It's kind of late in the game to do that. But if you'd like to sponsor, you can contact me there as well. And that's one of the ways we've raised a lot of money. So it really helps.
It is 1 week from this Sunday.
Yep, September 11th. It's Sunday morning, 8:30. You can, Doug asked me this, you can register the day of the race if you don't have time to go online. It's easier for you if you go online and register, because you can pick your packets up and all that beforehand. But you can walk right up. Registration will be from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on September 11th. You can walk right up, sign up. We'll take your money, and we'll give you a shirt and a bib, and off you go. By the way, also, Bucati Companies is going to be giving away an Apple Watch. If you sign up for the race, you'll get a card in your packet from Bucati Companies. All you have to do is go drop it in the bowl at their little tent at the race, and we're going to draw a name out for a free Apple Watch, iWatch, whatever it's called now. So no extra purchase necessary for that. And some of the fun things, if you're wondering if it's a fun thing for the family to be a part of, we have a bounce house. We have a band called the Heatherstones. They play music the whole time. As I said, a huge tent for the pancakes and Tang. Kona Ice brings their ice truck.
Sure.
And it's one of those deals where they give the kids the cup of shaved ice, and then there's the station where they can put their own flavors
in. Make their own drinks, yeah.
And those are free.
My kids' hands can be blue and red and orange.
Their
absolutely.
Lips will be
love
all,
them.
All different colors. We have face painters for the kids. So it's a really fun, family-friendly activity.
Will they paint Curtis's face? He's
sure,
asking.
If he wants
okay.
it to, yeah.
I just want to make sure.
You can paint something on his beautiful bald head. You
know,
whatever.
I like that.
Whatever you want.
Can they do like the Charlie Brown face on the back of his head? Is that
possible?
Or maybe like the flames, like he was Bam Bam Bigelow from the old wrestling days,
cool.
You know?
That would be cool.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can do it all. It's a lot of fun. And Champ, I think you had a good time.
Yeah,
tell everyone you had a good time, damn it. Yeah.
No, I did. It is.
We brought you here, didn't we? Yeah. We're putting you on the radio.
No, it's a lot of fun. It is. It's a blast. My girlfriend, who actually is also a Bishop Ward graduate, as you are, Nate. She came along last year, and it is. It's a ton of fun. And one thing I do want to put out there, and you mentioned this about you know, what a great place KU Cancer Center is. It really, because I had my official diagnosis, I had stage 4 esophageal cancer, which isn't, you know, there's no good cancer to have, and when you find out it's stage 4, that's a tough tough thing. And but there's also one thing that I always tell people is that, you know, there's a horrible day, and that's when you find out you have cancer, and there's a lot of other horrible days in between there, when you're between doing chemo and there's like a, you know, I had a month long of you know, what's going to be the treatment, you know, is there going to be a treatment for that? But I always think, and it's events like this, that it was February of 2014 when I got to go in and I'd finished. I'd done 6 rounds of chemo, and I got to go in, and the oncologist came in, and we talked for a little while, and I'll never forget this. He said, you probably want to, you know, you probably are here to find out where your scans are. And I said, yeah. And he said, they're beautiful. And that is as horrible as a moment it is
to find out.
You find out you have cancer. That moment is incredible. It's wonderful. And so as much as we'd like a world where nobody ever has to deal with cancer, everybody who gets cancer deserves a day where they get to go in and their doctor says, your scans look great. Everything looks great. Everything's worked. And it's because of events like this, you know, right now there's somebody out there. It's 2016. There's somebody out there who is going to, we don't like that this is a fact, but there's somebody out there who will find out they have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of,
and they'll find out today.
Exactly. And it's because of events like this that they have a chance to have that day where they say, your scans look great, everything looks great. So that's a big reason for events like this, that, you know, you're helping, and you're helping a lot of people that you're never going to meet, but you are helping people. And like Nate said, it really is a great time.
Yeah, but I think you're also helping a lot of people that you may already know.
And that's the other thing. You're helping people that you do know.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's been affected by it in some way or another. And look, I've had the pleasure, because of this event, to get to know Dr. Jensen at the KU Cancer Center. He's one of the more amazing human beings I've ever met. He's taken, you know, my grandfather was treated at the KU Cancer Center back in the early 90s, and it's nothing like what it was back then. And Dr. Jensen's a major reason for it. He's raised tens of millions of dollars to build this thing up into a world-class treatment center that can tell more people that your scans are clear. I'd also like to thank the KU Edwards campus. That's where the race is. It's a beautiful course. They do a phenomenal job for us. They just roll out the red carpet, indoor plumbing, so you don't have to go to the bathroom and porta potties and all of that.
Right.
It's all because of the KU Edwards campus, and they do a great job. And one other thing, sir, and I forgot this. Our board of directors has done an amazing job of putting out new things. Another way you can give. You can also, we have a text to donate thing now. So all you have to do is text Big Steps, B-I-G-G Steps, to 33923. So text Big Steps, B-I-G-G Steps, to 33923. If you don't have time to go to the website, you're on your phone or something like that. So you can go to the website, biggsteps.org. You can text to give at B-I-G-G Steps. Text the word B-I-G-G Steps to 33923 and donate as well. But more than anything, I'd love to see you come out and run or walk and just be a part of it and have some fun with us. And it's an uplifting day. It's a celebration, and it's a lot of fun.
Nate, you guys have – go ahead, champ.
Well, I was just going to say, it's – you know, for people who've participated in a lot of running events, it's a really awesome course too, because it – you know, you kind of – you spend some time on the street, but there's a lot of trail to it. And nice – you know, I'm not talking –
it's an asphalt trail.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not talking about a dirt or rock trail. It's a very nice paved trail, but it's beautiful, and I think your buddy Sean's been helping us out with the weather the last couple of years, because it's been gorgeous, and certainly we hope that this year.
Yeah, it's been beautiful out every single time, and it's there is one really difficult hill at the end of the race. So if you want to challenge yourself, you would probably attest to that.
Yeah, it's
makes it fun, I think.
Toward the finish line, you get rewarded because it's kind of a downhill stretch toward the finish line. So that last hill is just your last, and I always love what you say, where, you know, you think about, and I think you always talk about the phrase you use is, why not me?
Yeah.
And as you're running up that hill, he always encourages you. You think that, you know, why not me? Why not me to be the one to finish this race and to help, you know, help raise money and raise awareness. But once you get to the finish line, it's downhill, and that's a lot of fun. Because when you see the finish line, you want to sprint as fast as you can.
And that's where we hope everybody gets in their treatment. And that's what it's all for.
Yeah.
Nate, great stuff, buddy. I appreciate it. Again, you can give by texting. Text Big Steps, that's B-I-G-G Steps, to 33923. You can just give there, or you can get signed up for the race by going to the website, bigsteps.org. Again, that's two G's in bigsteps.org. And it is September 11th, and looking forward to a great event, Nate. Great work, buddy. Appreciate it.
We've taken a lot of your time. I really appreciate it. Shockingly, I was long-winded. That usually doesn't happen to me.
Stunning.
Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.
Champ, thanks for coming down, buddy, and thanks for sharing your story.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people out there with you.
Yep.
And you're very modest, because when you came here, you didn't, you know, when you came to work, it wasn't like, hey, yeah, I just beat cancer. I mean, you were here for a couple months, and I was asking about, I got to go do this. I got a doctor's appointment. I'm like, oh, what do you got? And I was joking around like, and you're like, well, actually, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, okay. I just had, because you still, afterwards, you have every 6 months, you get scammed. Yeah, thanks to Nate, thanks to you guys, and anybody out there who's dealing with it. Keep fighting. We're all rooting for you, and we're all doing the race for people like you.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, guys, it'll be a great event coming up September 11th. Again, bigsteps.org. You can give just right now if you can't get to the race, and it will be a great event. Just text Big Steps. Again, that's B-I-G-G Steps to 33923. We'll take a break. We're going to get a preview from the Tennessee Volunteers play-by-play announcer. Also talk a little more Royals and Chiefs coming up next here in the program. Randy Gisarelli coming up at noon.